So happy it's Thursday. Welcome to ESPN 1700. It's the Real Estate Hour with your host,
Ryan White,
and David McKelvin. We have got an impressive lineup today. We have got Chris Byrd in the house. Chris Cornelius Byrd is a retired professional boxer, if you don't know. He is the former WBO and IBF heavyweight champion. His nickname is Rapid Fire. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We also have Marcus Precadio. Am I pronouncing that right?
Not even close.
Excellent. Say it again.
Preciado.
Preciado, thank you. The director of sports for the Rock Church. Thank you for joining us. And we hope to have in studio with us Brenda Geiger. She is an author of Safeguarding the Nest. She hasn't showed up yet, but I'm sure she will.
Yeah, she's on her way. She is on her way. So I tell you, let's dive right into this, you know, Chris. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what is it like to be the champion?
Oh, it was a great feeling, especially coming from where I came from. You know, Flint, Michigan, not much happening. And, you know, fighting one of the greats, Evander Holyfield, for the heavyweight title, and fighting Vitaly Klitschko, who's current champion now, is unbelievable.
Yeah, what a nice, challenging struggle. I saw you talked about earlier coming from Flint, Michigan. You know, you had some competition out here from L.A. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, you know, coming out of the Olympics in 1992 with a silver medal, you know, a lot of people think in boxing, you start off with, basically a silver spoon in your mouth, going into the professionals, but it wasn't like that for me. You know, Oscar De La Hoya was on my Olympic team, gold medalist, and started off his career very, very well. You know, it was great for him, for myself. It wasn't like that. I started off in a nightclub. You know, I had contract problems and had to work my way up.
Wow, what a story. So evidently he got paid a lot more than you did. And so you're saying silver didn't really matter. It was all about the gold.
Yeah, it was all about the gold at that time. I mean, I didn't get much gold. My silver was truly silver. So, you know, it was hard, but, you know, I made it to the top anyway.
We are here to talk about a couple things, three things, as a matter of fact. Your show, The Bird's Eye View.
Yes.
Your gym you're working on right now. Not quite done yet, but it's in the works.
Getting there.
Right? And Slam Diego and the Hope Leadership Foundation.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Well, as you mentioned, the silver medalist, 1992 Olympics, right?
Yes.
Pretty amazing. What kind of training goes into something like that? And by that I mean diet regime or workout. What's a day like in training for that?
Very hard.
I'm sure.
I could say that. You know, it's you have a 12-man on the Olympic team, and okay, just making the Olympics out of thousands of boxers was just a joy and a blessing. And the training regimen was hard. Getting up early in the morning, we would do three or four days. You know, you get up, run, you train, and then you go back to training. Then you lift weights, and then you got a diet, because back then I had to make weight. I wasn't a heavyweight. I was a middleweight in the Olympics, 165 pounds. So, you know, very strict diet.
Wow.
And staying on it. I mean, you got to stay faithful to it, because you can't be not even an ounce overweight.
You dropped down to 165?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1 and a half.
Wow, 165. That is lean. What percent body fat is that? Like 2?
Zero at times.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, good to know. And so obviously that makes a lot of sense for training was difficult, but I would imagine recovery. I mean, you're getting hit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, in the amateurs, the recovery is not so bad. You have a little bit bigger gloves. You got a headgear. But in professional, the recovery is tremendous.
I would think so.
And it hurts, especially at heavyweight.
Yeah,
I was a small guy. I weighed about 210, fighting these big guys, and the punishment I took to my body was tremendous. You know, three months to recover from all the aches and pains. I just lay in my bed.
I would think so.
For most of those 3 months.
Well, I bet there's guys out there right now that are saying, you know what, Chris hurt me pretty bad too. So I mean, you know, it goes both ways when you're in the ring like that.
Yeah, I threw a lot of punches.
Yeah.
You know, in boxing, I wasn't a big, strong guy. I was more of the finesse, make you miss, make you look bad, but hit you 10-1. You know, and you know, I was walking on a tightrope in a lot of the fights, because I didn't really knock out a lot of guys, maybe 50%, but I didn't have the big punch where the guy I boxed, one punch and it's over. So I'll always walk on the tightrope. One punch, yeah, makes a major difference.
Wow.
So in the Olympics, you were middleweight,
yes,
165.
165.
Evander didn't drop down to 165 when you fought him, so you beefed up.
Yeah, I beefed up a little bit. It was it was artificial. I weighed. It was. I mean, I ate a lot, drinking protein shakes. I didn't use any illegal substance.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Nothing. I was very artificial, but I had just talent and a big heart.
And what's that weight category?
Anything over 200 pounds. And most guys nowadays, the average is 240. And when I was boxing, around 235, 240. I mean, on a normal basis, I'm boxing guys much, much bigger.
But, wow. So it's 50, 60 pounds more
yes.
than your Olympic weight.
Yeah.
And then what did you get up to? 200? Is that what you got up
well,
to?
Well, 210.
210.
212.
Got it.
Most
yeah.
of the time.
Yeah.
Which is tough for a guy that is not – what's your walking around weight?
My walking around weight was when I was in my prime, 197 pounds.
So,
right
okay.
now,
so
right now, I weigh like 191.
Okay.
So,
that's a great weight.
Just normal. And in boxing, when you walk around, with heavyweights walk around weight, if you weigh in at 240, you probably walk around at 265.
You cut down to two.
Yeah.
You were building up.
Yeah. Constantly.
Wow.
So, you know, they didn't call you rapid fire for anything. You're in the ring. You're fighting. You're looking for that one extra punch, that knockout punch. And this guy's beating back on you.
Yeah.
And what's going through your mind? Are you thinking, you know, about quitting here, or are you still just got the eye of the tiger?
Never. Eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
You got to have it. I thought I could win every fight, you know, I went into. Even though I was outweighed one time 56 pounds, you know, and I didn't care. I just wanted to be the best in the world.
What about reach?
Height, reach. When I was an amateur, I'll take you back a little bit. When I was an amateur, I was 6'1", 165 pounds, left-handed, had height, reach, speed, most equal in power department. Go up to heavyweight, you lose everything. Height, reach, size, power.
They're
my
big.
Power,
experience.
It's like getting bit by a mosquito. and when I get hit with that big punch, it's like getting bit by a lion. So it was difficult at times.
Well, this is a real estate show, right? So everybody's
yes.
out there wondering, what's the tie-in here? Now, you're involved in looking for a commercial space right now because
yes.
you're starting a new boxing gym.
Yeah.
And what area are you looking for the space in?
I'm looking for space in North County.
North County, San Diego.
Yes.
Okay. And how big? What we say space, what is that? How much
for a boxing gym, between 3,000 and 4,000 feet.
Yeah.
You know, and that's good enough space. And looking for just a commercial gym to start my training career.
So something that's already a gym?
No.
Okay.
I'll make it into a gym.
And what qualifications are you looking for? Like next to a Jamba Juice or anything else you're looking for in terms of your commercial space?
You know, mainly hopefully close to a highway. So
okay.
it could be easy access for, you know, clients to come,
mm-hmm.
come and train and get the best training they will ever get in boxing.
In
so,
boxing.
But it something like that, you know, and that's a big enough space, 3,000 or 4,000 feet, where I could hopefully put two boxing rings in there
okay.
and accommodate everybody.
And what else are you going to – you're going to have trainers, obviously, classes. What if I join your gym, what do I get? And I'm not going to join. Don't worry. I don't need to get beat up. I'm not going to join, but maybe there's somebody out there that would.
It's a great workout.
Like a few punches.
Well, what you'll get, you will have classes. You will have professional training because I will bring in top professionals and world champions. Just in a great atmosphere for not only boxing but training. Right now it's a lot of – a lot of workouts going on. People want to get in shape. You live in San Diego. Hey, you got to look good.
You got to look good. That's right.
Southern California.
And I know it's a lot of women boxing now. You have 5 weight classes in the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
this past Olympics, for women. And one of the young ladies won a gold medal from my hometown, Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
And, you know, women boxing is just boom. And you want to look good, and you want to be able to defend yourself also. So that's one thing
that's important.
Teach the art of self-defense. That's what it's about.
So you going to be there teaching? Are you going to be there teaching?
Oh, always hands-on.
Always hands-on.
Always hands-on.
Okay.
Willing to lend a hand in every area of boxing.
And do you have a name for your space?
Yeah.
What's the name? What are you calling this place?
Right
Bird's
now,
Nest or something?
See,
Bird's Eye View?
We already got the Bird's Eye View, but the Bird's Nest – That sounds good. that sounds really good. So okay. You got me thinking.
Yeah. Excellent. And you can probably – it's not set up yet, but we can probably find out more. Will it be posted on your website maybe? How would I find out 3 months from now when you have this established? How would I find out about it?
Well, we'll have a major blast going out okay. everywhere, but especially on my website, chrisbird.com. Follow me on Twitter at Slipmaster92 or Chris Bird, either one. And any other, you can follow me on Facebook. Hit me on Facebook. Hit me on Twitter. Hit All me right. on every social media outlet. You'll find out.
And it's chrisbyrd.com. And what's your time frame expectation for having your gym set up?
We're praying and hoping that December 1st will be within a month. We've been negotiating and looking for stuff. So, you know, prayerfully, December 1st. But if not, January 1st, we may start the new year just with a big bang.
Excellent. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, Chris is going to tell us more about Slam Diego. That's the foundation event, Hope Leadership Foundation event, happening tomorrow right here in San Diego at the Grand Del Mar, right? In the That's meadows right. up there. I hear more about that when we come back.
The best part about being smarter than everyone else is that we don't have to listen to all the talking heads. We don't have to listen to all the rumors and all the graybeards who think they know how this stuff really works. The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills. Any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235 or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. Are you looking to buy a new or used car? Would you like to get a special deal just for listening to the show? All you have to do is go to bestcardealsandiego.com and get connected with my friends at Toyota of Escondido. I guarantee you get a great deal and walk away happy. They'll give you the most for your trade and the lowest price for your new or used car purchase. They have a 12.5-acre facility, so finding the perfect car is easy. By the way, they can finance anyone. If you've had a bankruptcy, short sale, foreclosure, even a repossession, everyone walks away happy at Toyota of Escondido. Just go to bestcardealsandiego.com today. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. Toyota of Escondido is a family-owned and operated company, so you can support the local community, get treated the way you deserve, and ultimately get the best car deal in San Diego. Go to bestcardealsandiego.com right now. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. And get the best possible deal on a car in San Diego today. BestCarDealSanDiego.com.
Hello, this is John Canales from Jaguar of San Diego. We currently have a great selection of certified pre-owned Jaguars to choose from. Did you know that every certified pre-owned Jaguar comes with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty? And it's been put through a thorough 150-point inspection? We make sure that every Jaguar is at its best to give you many years of driving pleasure. So come and see us at Jaguar San Diego, the corner of Balboa and Convoy, just off the 163. Or see all our specials at JaguarSanDiego.com.
Another exciting season of USD basketball is here, and we want to help you lead the charge. Call 619-260-7550 right now or visit USDTorreros.com to purchase your season tickets today. Packages start as low as $99. Don't miss a moment of Torero basketball as USD hosts a challenging non-conference schedule as well as West Coast Conference rivals St. Mary's, BYU, and Gonzaga. Get the best possible value by buying season tickets and join the Toreros for another exciting ride to March. Torero basketball, leading the charge.
Thank you so much for coming down to the Samuel Adams Craft Brewery. Our founder and owner, Jim Cook, will be giving your tour today. What do you guys think about that?
This is Samuel Adams Boston Lager. It's got a lot of flavor, and yet it is balanced and complex. What makes it a great beer is those four different things across your palate: body, sweetness, spiciness, and bitterness. That's what a great beer should deliver. Okay, let's go drink some Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Jennifer Howdy was a woman on a mission.
Yep, saving money for a Caribbean vacation.
Undaunted by any obstacle.
You flatter me. But with Navy Federal Credit Union's Cash Rewards credit card, I get cash back with every purchase.
Skillful yet humble.
You make everything sound so dramatic.
And unafraid to speak the truth.
Unafraid. I love it.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
You want to enjoy whiskey, but you don't want the whiskey burn. Well, what if whiskey wasn't hard to drink? What if it was easy? What if I told you it can be? Try the light, easy taste of Canadian Mist Whiskey. Triple distilled and aged in oak on the shores of the Georgian Bay. So lighten up with Canadian Mist. This is going to be easy. Drink responsibly. Canadian Mist Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown-Forman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back. 1700 AM ESPN Radio. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host, Ryan White.
And David McKelvin.
Brenda, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Gentlemen, you were talking about the Hope Leadership Foundation and Slam Diego. Now, why did you get involved with the Hope Leadership Foundation?
Because it reminded me of how I grew up. A lot. Willie Briscoe does a great job with kids, giving them hope.
Giving them hope.
You know, a lot of hope. And inner city kids, it's a major need. And he's stepping up and fulfilling the needs of kids that are underprivileged. And that's how I grew up. My dad did the same thing with boxing. He gave many young men and kids and now women, you know, a chance.
He was your trainer, wasn't he?
He was my trainer, but he pushed us to another level and gave us something. He gave me the sport of boxing. I traveled the world, been to the Olympics,
To
the highest level of boxing through it. And Willie Briscoe, hey, my hat off to him. You know, he's a blessed man for, you know, pouring into kids and giving them something.
I have heard a lot about him.
So Hope Leadership is the foundation, but
yes.
Your event is Slam Diego,
yes.
Right? That's what's coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
Marcus, tell us what that's all about.
Well, tomorrow at the Grand Del Mar from noon to 9 o'clock, we're going to have a great, great event, a golf tournament starting at noon and dinner at the ballroom. Starting at 6:30, and guys, we're super excited. I just want to thank all the athletes who have joined us and given their time. Just to give you a list of guys who are coming tomorrow. Of course, we have Chris Rapid Fire Bird who's coming. Adrian Gonzalez will be there as well. Heath Bell will be joining us. Vincent Brown from the Chargers. Daryl Stuckey from the Chargers. Richard Power, one of San Diego's top heavyweight boxers. Jock Cesare, former Charger. Nick Novak, and one of the guys I'm super excited about, a legend, a living legend, Metal Ark Lemon from the Globetrotters is going to be there as well. So we're just super
nice
blessed
lineup.
And super excited. Yeah,
yeah, and I mean, five-star resort.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't know if you guys have ever played golf out there, but it is amazing.
Yeah, I've got a question. I mean, are you guys golfers at all? Anybody golf over here?
I've seen Caddyshack.
I've seen Caddyshack. You golfer, Chris?
Well, they call me Tiger Woods sometimes.
Sometimes. We played that course, and
that's
frankly, I'm horrible.
No, don't say that. All you got to do is a little worse than me, right?
Good enough. And so how do people get involved? And there's a website, right?
Yeah. Real easy. They can go to slamdiego.com. Just slam, as in Grand Slam, slamdiego.com. We had a great response for our golfing, so I think golfing's booked up. But we may have some tables available for the evening,
okay,
where we're going to have a great band. Our keynote speaker is going to be Jeff Morad. former owner of the Padres. So it's a real cool opportunity to hear from him. He doesn't speak that often. So, and when he speaks, it carries a lot of weight. So get a chance. Come hang out with the fellas. Come hang out with Chris Bird, Adrian, Heath, all the guys. So if they're interested, they should go to the website right away, slamdiego.com, and find out how to get a table.
And get a ticket or whatever I need.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
there's probably a couple of spots left.
And so the golf done. So we're really talking about 6 o'clock on for dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got it. That sounds like a really – and proceeds go to the –
Proceeds go to the Hope Leadership Foundation as well as Rock Sports. We join together to do free events, clinics, mentorships all throughout San Diego, free, blessing kids and families in San Diego.
And what does the Hope Leadership Foundation, what's it all about? What do you do? What is your outreach to?
You know, the hope is to change San Diego, change the inner cities of San Diego. So, for example, you know, last year we did some basketball clinics, baseball, also lacrosse and tennis and golf. And they're like week-long clinics. They're free of charge. We bring in professional athletes so they get top-notch training. They get fed every day. They get prizes. It's a camp that would probably cost them, you know, up close to $1,000. And so we provide that to them free of charge. And as well, maintain a relationship with these kids once the camp is done and to play a positive role in their lives.
Was there a surfing one recently?
Yeah, there was a surfing.
Where was I for that one? That's what I need to
do. We'll get you next time, Ryan.
All right, next time.
Yeah.
This guy here, he's a semi-pro fisherman.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I love
speaking of which, we've got a fishing outreach coming up as well. So let me give you the website. It's hopelead.org. We'll give you all the information about the Hope Leadership Foundation and how – you know what? There's lots of ways to get involved. And as we were talking earlier, not everybody has $1,000 to spend on golf. But you know what? Everybody's got some time. Everybody's got a heart where they can go spend some time with kids, love on them. And here's the interesting thing. You think you're going to go there to go serve people, which you kind of do. But essentially, the one who really gets changed by doing those events are the ones that go to serve.
Wow.
You go and you think, I'm going to help out these kids. But what you learn is, man, these kids helped me out and changed my perspective. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'd love for people to get involved.
Excellent.
So that Hope Lead fishing thing you're talking about earlier, that's sort of a teach a man to fish, he can fish forever sort of thing? Is that along the lines of the Rock, the Church of the Rock?
Absolutely. You know, although camps are important, guys, although, you know, clinics are important, and they're practical, but beyond that, we know there's faith-based values that are more important. The fact that there's a God out there, that he loves us, and that through his son Jesus, there's forgiveness of our sins. And we share with them hope as well because, you know, a camp will only affect your life for so long, but having a relationship with God will change your life forever.
Well, that actually brings up a good point. Chris, you had mentioned before that along the way in your career, you had a lot of doors open that you thought were opened by God. Is that right?
Oh, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about that. How that worked.
Well, just representing the Lord. I mean, being a small guy in a big man's division, just trusting, putting my trust and faith in Jesus Christ and knowing that he's going to help me get to the mountaintop of this division where a lot of doors were closed, he opened. Unbelievable. Me and my wife look back on my career and go, how did I make it so far? You know, and it was all by faith and just putting my faith and trust in him. And it was a blessing. I mean, I was feared major in this sport.
Well, that's impressive. Tell us about the Bird's Eye View. This is your show, right?
Yes. Yeah, on chrisbird.com. The Bird's Eye View is just a show where, you know, bringing boxing back to the boxer. And to the fans, and getting it a perspective from a boxer's point of view. Well, bird's eye view. And having just a myriad of guys on, a lot of boxers, of course, but, you know, having other boxing fans and people come and just talk about the sport and break it down, especially former champions, you know, come and just have fun, talk about the sport, break it down, because boxing is really exploding right now. And boxing help out a lot of young men and women. Like I said about the young lady from my hometown who won a gold medal, Clarissa Shields, 17 years old.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to have her on Bird's Eye View?
Yes, I am. And, all right. And she won a gold medal.
Wow, that's exciting.
First gold medal ever from Flint, Michigan, from this little small town. And it helps you out. I mean, boxing, it seems they call it kind of brutal. But it's
kind of brutal.
So they call it. Kind of, but
it's pretty physical, right?
But to the ones that's boxing, it gets you out of a lot of discipline, gets you out of a lot of trouble, and it's a beautiful sport. You know, the corruptness of it with the business side and money and all that, that's just part of just a sport and life in itself. But the boxing part is a beautiful sport.
So you're not boxing right now. You're just training.
Yes.
But there's so there's no sense in saying that you're retired because now you're doing this Hope Foundation.
Yeah.
You're starting a new gym, which we're not really sure what the name of it's going to be yet.
Stay tuned.
But it's going to be December 1st, right? I mean, that's aggressive.
Yes. Just being a positive influence in the sport, staying with it, not being a retired champion that left. I want to help out everybody else. I want to do what my father did for many years. He was a boxer that turned a coach, that he had connections with courts for the young men in boxing. If they get in trouble, they come to him. He was the probation officer. He was the one that they had to come to if they got in trouble. So I want that kind of connection, you know, in boxing and really help out people, and that's what it's about.
It's wonderful you're still involved that way. I want to thank you guys both for coming out here to talk about your foundation. When we come back, Brenda Geiger here. She is an author of Safeguarding the Nest. We'll get into details on that.
Yeah, we want to hear all about that.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
Pacific Coast Commercial is a San Diego commercial real estate and property management company. Are you a business owner looking for the perfect building to purchase or lease? Or a landlord tired of high vacancies and the day-to-day challenges of tenants and property management? Pacific Coast Commercial handles the sales, leasing, and property management of all asset types throughout San Diego County. Let us show you why Pacific Coast Commercial is the right choice for you. Call Vince today at 619-469-3600. That's 619-469-3600. Or PacificCoastCommercial.com.
Are you looking for the absolute best place to buy a pair of high-quality, brand-name sheepskin boots or slippers? And at the best price? Boot World is San Diego's home of sheepskin, and I'm here to tell you why. This is Ed Stone, president of Boot World. Boot World has the largest selection of the most popular, quality, brand-name sheepskin slippers and boots in San Diego. And since Boot World is the home of UGG, you're sure to find a huge selection of all the classics and lots of unique fashion styles to help you make your own personal statement without driving all over town. Plus, Boot World has carefully selected and priced our sheepskin boots and slippers to have the absolute finest product in each price range. This is quality that will be enjoyed for years to come. Boot World wants to help you get the sheepskin footwear you want, so don't wait. Come in now to Boot World while the selection of boots and slippers for men, women, and children are at their best. You'll find the sheepskin you want at San Diego's home of sheepskin. Boot World on Convoy in Kearny Mesa, Plaza Camino Real in Carlsbad, San Marcos, El Cajon, Chula Vista, Midway Drive, and bootworld.com.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700, the Real Estate Radio Hour. We are on the line here with Brenda Geiger from Brenda Geiger Law. We're here to talk about protecting your nest, setting up a will and trust. I mean, you know, we talked a little bit with Chris Bird about, you know, developing your good foundation and building a life on the rock and not on the sand. And, you know, that ties in nicely with really putting together a nice financial plan for your family. So, Brenda, can you tell us a little bit about your book?
I wrote the book a few years back. Now it's the second edition, but the reason I wrote it is because I was getting the same questions over and over from parents with minor children. So I wanted to try to educate people ahead of time before they came to see me so that they could really get the most value out of the visit with me so that we could do the right kind of planning to protect their kids.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Napoleon Hill said action is the real measure of intelligence. So a lot of people out there realize that they should take action when it comes to protecting their assets, you know, building a hedge around their family, putting a will and a trust together. What would you say to somebody if they own real estate and they haven't yet put their will and trust together?
I would advise them that that is going to end up going through the probate process, and that may be lead to inadvertent consequences. What I mean by that is imagine a couple that's got their family home and they've got other assets and they don't do anything to protect it and it goes through the probate process. They've got minor children. What would happen is during the probate process, the judge would appoint a guardian for the finances. So that might be the parent's brother or sister or maybe a grandparent now is in charge. But they're going to manage the money and that real estate and possibly sell that real estate and hold on to the assets until that child reaches 18. At that point in time, if there's anything left in the estate, then it goes to the child. And I don't know about you, but I have two little kids, and I really wouldn't want them getting a big chunk of money at 18 because they really could harm themselves with that money.
Well, if I was 18, I'd like to go back and get a big chunk of money. But I tend to agree with you when you say that because they'd probably blow it by the time they're 25.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, if you own real estate, how would you say that you should hold title on the property? I mean, from an attorney's perspective.
Well, if you have a revocable trust, and that's the preferable vehicle to transfer assets in California, what you do is you transfer title to you as trustee of your revocable trust. So a married couple would put it in both of their names as trustee, and they would own it in the name of their trust, let's say Smith Family Trust, and then the date of the trust. And that way it's protected and it'll pass to either the surviving spouse first and then on to the kids after both parents have passed.
And do I still get the $500,000 married couple owner occupancy exemption when
yep,
I sell?
Absolutely. Yes.
Qualifies still.
You still get the section
not
121.
Hurting that.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. 121. We like that one. That was really important. Excellent.
So why would someone just hold title in their name? Why would someone do that?
I think most of the time it's just they're not aware that real estate does not have a pay-on-death designee option. So, you know, unless you put it in joint tenancy with somebody else, and sometimes I see this with older clients that will come in, will have put on one of their, you know, a sibling or possibly a child as a joint tenant, but they don't realize they've made an inadvertent gift, so they really should be filing a 709 gift tax return. Plus, they've opened up that asset to the creditors of that person they put on as a joint tenant. So mm-hmm. if that other person got sued, there's a potential that the real estate could get taken in a lawsuit.
Well, that's interesting you should bring that up because they have inadvertently created a gift mm-hmm. to somebody. So if you're receiving over $10,000 in 1 year, the IRS is going to raise a flag on you and they're going to come after something unless you do what you said, right?
Yeah, it's a gift. You can make a lifetime gift. The person that's getting the gift isn't going to get taxed, but you're supposed to, if it's over the $13,000 limit, which is the current annual exclusion gift amount per person, you're really supposed to file a 709 gift tax return because that would get deleted off of your exemption when you pass away. So they want to keep track of any gifts you're making over the annual exclusion amount.
So when you put together a will and trust, how do you asset protect your child's inheritance from the creditors, or divorcing spouses?
Well, the way that we do it in our office is we set up continuing trusts within the trust itself, and those trusts come into being after the grantor has passed away. So if it's just one person, it's when that person passes away. If it's a husband and wife, it's when both husband and wife have passed away. Usually it's the children that are the beneficiaries of that trust. So we asset protect it by putting no demand right for the children. So what that means is that the kids cannot demand money against the trustee to take money out. But what we uniquely can do is list the child as the successor trustee at a stated age. So, for example, in my trust, my kids at 35 can take over and be their own trustee, which just means that they're driving the bus, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is by the selection of the trustee. So if we have an uninterested trustee in charge, that trustee can shut the funnel off to the trust. So this is a unique thing. So if our child goes through a divorce, they have a creditor problem, or they get sued, that trustee can shut the funnel off. And if the child is over 35 at the point that this happens, they can resign as trustee and appoint a third-party trustee or an uninterested trustee.
Well, about 10 years ago, we put together our trust, and I haven't changed it since. Have there been any changes for people out there that
do they get updated? Do people update that?
Yes. Yeah, it's common every couple of years to update your trust. And the
so I'm 5 years behind now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the primary reason is the tax laws are always changing, so you want to keep up and make sure that everything comports with whatever's going on in the tax law. But, you know, things may have significantly changed in your life. You may have had a child. You may have now got more children. You know, you may have a child that's reached over the age of 18. You know, there might be other things, you know, name changes. There may be changes in who you want to leave as successor trustee or as a power of attorney agent.
Okay, so, you know, when it comes to federal tax and avoiding, obviously, more taxes, what are some of the options when it comes to dealing with federal taxes in terms of the estate?
Well, currently we have a $5 million exemption, and that is good till December 31st of this year. The gift exemption is also $5 million, and this is huge because a lot of people with larger estates could be making gifts, and it's actually indexed for inflation. So this year it's $5.12 million. So that's the lifetime amount that you can give away during your lifetime. That's presently what it is. It's going to revert to $1 million on January 1st. So people that have larger estates, that have maybe they have some real estate holdings, maybe they have a business that they want to transition to their adult children, this is a perfect opportunity to do that because you can get more out of the estate and not have to pay a tax, either on the gift tax or death tax. But that's going to expire at the end of this year.
Let's go through that one more time because I think that was a really important topic to hit. As it is right now, we can give away $5 million to gift tax free, I guess it is. Go through that scenario one more time.
So let's say you have a $15 million estate, and let's say, just to make the math easy, you have a business that's worth $13 million, and you want to transition that to your children. You can take a discount on that and actually compress the gift even further. Let's say, just for easy math, it makes it to be a $10 million gift. So you file a 709 gift tax return. It's just a tax return. You're not paying any tax on it. So you're getting that amount out of your estate and all the future appreciation that that business is going to build. And you can get it on to, you know, over to your children. Now, the rest of your estate, you know, if we fall back to $1 million, you're not going to have any death exemption left because the gift tax is going to reduce the death exemption to zero. Mm-hmm. But in effect, you've compressed this huge gift and got it out of the estate. So it's just a tremendous opportunity that we're only going to have for the next 2 months.
How are you talking about compressing feasibly what you, in your example, about $10 million down to
The 13 down to 10? Because when we transfer closely held business interests, we can usually get a discount. So the IRS allows us to take a discount because it's hard to market that particular business interest.
So if I don't have a controlling interest, it's something less than 50% in terms of value.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, so when it comes to choosing the right guardian for your children, you know, you're preparing now, you've actually taken the steps to contact you, you're in place here like you feel like you should be, and you're making big decisions. So how is it that you're going to go about, what would your recommendation be for somebody that's going to choose the guardian for their minor children?
I talk on this topic a lot, a lot of times for mothers groups. And, you know, I tell people, you know, look first of who's going to love your child the most. You know, you need to look at, you know, nobody's going to be a perfect choice. Nobody's just like you. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to make an educated decision based on, you know, who's going to be the most loving, who's going to give your child the type of value system that you have, your religious background. You got to look at the guardian's age. You know, a lot of people will say, I want to list my mother or my father or both of them. But, you know, mom and dad are almost 70 and the child is fairly young. So you want to make sure that you're looking at that, because once the child hits the teenage years, you know, what if there's a disability or, mm-hmm. or a death, you know, of a parent?
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Brenda Geiger, which is a trust and estates attorney, wealth advisor, and author. And you wrote Safeguarding the Nest, which obviously was such a huge success. You decided to write another book, which we may not talk about today. However, you're willing. This is a great book. It answers a lot of great questions, and you're willing to give one away, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what we're actually going to do is we're going to open up the lines. We're going to give away a book to the next caller, and I'm going to leave that book up at the front. Our hotline is 888-551-2593. That's the number. Our hotline is 888-551-2593. And when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about wills and trusts and what you can do to protect yourself.
You know, I talk a lot about real estate on the show because real estate mistakes are very costly. Many of the people I hear from who are in bad situations with money have made at least one or more real estate mistakes in recent history. It's tough for me because I would have easily been able to help them avoid those mistakes if we had spoken sooner rather than later. This is why I urge anyone who is facing foreclosure, thinking about a short sale, or stuck in what I call the loan modification nightmare, to call the Real Estate Helpline today and get some free and honest advice before doing anything. You can also get a free home valuation and loan modification update as well. It's 888-888-0154. That's the phone number, 888-888-0154, or email online, MrCreditRadio.com.
If you have student loans, listen very carefully to this message. Student loan debt in America recently passed credit card debt as the number one debt held by Americans. The good news is Congress has taken action, and there is now a program that can help you save money on your student loans. Call 877-927-6864 right now if you want to save money on your student loans. That's 877-927-6864. You can consolidate your student loans into one low monthly payment, get your deferment time renewed, and even get some of the principal balance forgiven in some cases. You can change the repayment plan as often as you need. There are experts in this program ready for your call. 877-927-6864. That's 877-927-6864. You can stretch your repayment term out from 10 years to as much as 30 years if you need. 877-927-6864 right now to save money on your student loans.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders, and only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Do not be alarmed, but I am on the roof of your car right now. I just found out Little Caesars has hot and ready pizza and wings, which means I don't have to call ahead or wait. Sorry I had to get you involved, but I needed a ride. It's only $6 for hot and ready Caesar wings and $5 for a large hot and ready pepperoni pizza. If I'm not on the roof when you get there, I've fallen off, but do not come looking for me. Just go in and enjoy the wings and pizza. Thanks.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Welcome back to ESPN Real Estate Radio Hour with Brenda Geiger here. We're talking about wills and trust, and we're talking about the changes that are taking place before the end of the year. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, what we talked about off air regarding the changes reducing from $5 million down to $1 million.
So basically right now everybody, each person, each U.S. citizen has a $5 million exemption, to be more accurate, a $5.12 million exemption index for inflation this year only until the end of the year. January 1st, that will revert back to $1 million.
And that means that I can gift somebody up to $5.12 million over my lifetime without me paying any taxes on it and without them paying any taxes
exactly.
on it. So the exemption means no taxes are paid.
Exactly.
Got it. And at the end of this year, it goes back to $1
million. $1
million,
so yes.
$4,125,000 will now be taxed if I transfer it.
Yes.
Wow, that's a big difference.
That's a big deal.
And so it's your suggestion, if you're looking at transferring, now's the time.
Yeah.
It's the giving season, right?
Exactly. If you're in a position to be able to do this kind of planning, now is the time to do it. Seize upon it and the sooner the better, because when you're transferring property, especially business interests or real estate, there's going to need to be some lead time to get the appraisals done and the business valuations done.
Mm-hmm. And so if I have a 2.5-year-old son that will now be getting these things, or grandson getting these things, you have a solution for that, because I may not want him to be in charge of all this millions that I'm transferring, right? And what's the solution?
You can set up an irrevocable trust to gift to take custody of these assets, and you can even plan for future born generations through generation skipping transfer planning.
Mm-hmm. Generation skipping. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
I mean, I think the bottom line is here is that if this is of all interest to you, you should contact Geiger Law by calling 760-448-2220. Again, 760-448-2220. Brenda Geiger. See, but estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Many people simply express their wishes verbally but don't follow through with the proper legal planning. I run into this all the time. We run into properties that we're selling where people are like, oh, we got to wait 2 years because it's now in probate or something to that effect. This can be avoided. Well, the way I look at it is everybody's home is their castle. They're in charge of their kingdom, no matter how large or small it is. So it's your responsibility to get out there and get yourself protected so that when you need it, it's in place. And Brenda Geiger is the one to do that. You know, Mahatma Gandhi had mentioned action expresses priorities. So, I mean, if you're not taking action, you know, it's really a sign of your priorities. Are you going to make it this a priority in your life? Are you going to take action to have a better life today? Call our hotline at 888-551-2593. So, you know, one of the other thing is, why is it dangerous to just have your home protected? I mean, why is it dangerous not to have your home protected in a living trust? What could happen if you just didn't do anything?
Well, I think there's two main things. The first is the risk of probate. California does not have friendly probate laws. primarily because it's expensive. It costs about five times as much to go through a probate fee-wise as it does to administer a trust. And in California, it can take 12 to 24 months to go through the process. It could take longer if you have a more complex estate.
And what does that mean, to go through probate? What does that mean?
You have somebody that's either an administrator or executor that's appointed by the court. So this could be somebody, if there's no will, that just petitions the court and says, I want to probate my spouse's estate, or I want to probate my mom or dad's estate. Or you could have a will that lists an executor. So those are the two options. The petition gets filed, and then it runs through a process, and at the end of the process, the judge orders the property to be transferred to the
eventual beneficiary. So it's a way of transferring the assets of a person who's deceased that hasn't already decided where they should be allocated.
Exactly.
Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's what we call intestacy. So that's somebody who doesn't have a will. Somebody could have a will, but then it would just go through the probate process anyway. So it's really not advantageous in this state to have just a will. You really want to have a trust.
Well, also, probate's not cheap, right?
No. Like I said, it costs about five times as much as doing a trust administration. And it's also open to public inspection, so somebody could pry in and see what the assets are and what's going on
with
the family. Yeah, we just saw that with Whitney Houston's estate and also with Michael Jackson's.
Really? Really? Very interesting. So, I mean, each client, I would imagine, is different, you know, because people want to identify who's going to be in charge of their estate, who's going to be in charge of their children when they're if they happen to pass away. So, I mean, tell us some examples, some of the secrets that you would tell your clients that you know we would know. I mean, if I've got a will of trust right now, what are some of the things that you would say to me that I might be that I should be paying attention to?
I think one of the things I talk with most of my, I spend quite a bit of time talking with clients about is how do we want to leave this to the beneficiary? Do we want to provide asset protection for the beneficiary? And what that means is, do we want to protect them from themselves when they're young? So whether we have minor children or just, you know, children that are between the ages of maybe 18 and 30, that's protecting them from themselves. We don't want them to harm themselves with this money or to just spend it foolishly and not have anything to show for it. And then the second concern with that is, okay, they're older or we're looking forward to when they're older. What's going to happen? Are they going to be able to protect that money in the event that they go through a divorce, that they have a creditor issue, or whether they get sued? And, you know, somebody, even if you don't have a business or you're not in a profession, like you're not a doctor or a lawyer or a business person, and you may not be fearful that you get sued. What if you get in a car accident? What if you hit a really expensive car and you get sued for a couple $100,000? I mean, do you want that asset that your parents left to you to be cracked? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to have asset protection around it?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So every now and then we run into situations where we need a specific power of attorney for real estate. What's your take on power of attorneys, and are they worth doing?
Oh, absolutely. There are certain things that are outside the realm of a trust that need to be handled. Real estate's just one example, but your retirement accounts, your tax return filings, dealing with your life insurance, doing advanced estate planning, doing a thing called disclaimer planning. If we ever needed to get qualified for Medicaid, you can do that through a power of attorney. So in our office, we do two of them. We do a state statutory power of attorney, and that's the state form, and it's got some teeth to it. So if you have a financial institution that's wanting you to fill out their own form, but yet the person you're trying to get the power of attorney over is now incapacitated, that presents a problem. Mm-hmm. So the state form statutory power of attorney has some teeth to it that they can be liable for attorney's fees. So that's why we like that one. But we also do a more expanded power that has all these other nice things that I just spoke of. So that's why we do two in our office, just to really protect our clients.
What about the advanced health care directive? I mean, the HIPAA?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, do you have to have specific powers of attorney for that? Or is that something?
Yeah, they're a health care form power of attorney, and HIPAA is federal. So that's release of medical information. So the Advanced Healthcare Directive covers listing people that can be in charge of your medical care and making decisions for you. In the event that you're not able to do that, you can list your end-of-life decisions. We all remember Terri Schiavo in Florida, what happened between her parents and her husband fighting for about 10 years to try to remove a feeding tube.
Yeah.
She didn't have one of these. And in the same document, you can be an organ donor. And it's really important to have that. The HIPAA authorization, that's release of medical information. And that helps us in estate planning, because if we need to determine if you have capacity to sign documents, we want to be able to talk with the doctor. So that's what we use it for. But it also can help when an advanced healthcare directive agent is trying to figure out what your medical history is so that they can make really good decisions for you. And also if we need to find out if you're at the hospital, you know, the hospital's not supposed to tell us.
So, right, right. Okay, so you know, let's say that you lived a long life, you've made a lot of money, you're retired, you're living off your IRA, but you don't spend it all. So you know now what do you do? Now that you didn't spend all your IRA, how does that fit into your estate plan?
There are a couple of different ways. Usually on the beneficiary form, you're going to want to list your spouse as the primary beneficiary, and there are some tax reasons for that. A spouse can take over on a rollover, and that can't be done the same way for an eventual beneficiary. So that's going to be the primary way to handle that. Now, for the contingent, you can list a few different options. So if you have children, depending on whether they're minors or they're adults, if they're minors, you're not going to want to list them as just their name on the beneficiary form as a contingent. You're going to want to leave it to them either through your revocable trust, but you have to have the right provisions. They're called conduit provisions. You need to have that in your revocable trust, or you can list a special type of a trust called a retirement plan trust. And if it's a very large IRA, I suggest the latter, because we can do things like force a stretch out of the money based on the beneficiary's life expectancy. So if they're young, this can be a very, you know, amount of five times the amount that they inherit initially. And you can provide asset protection for that money as well, because the trustee can shut the funnel off to the trust and not make any distributions out if they don't want to. And also you can protect for downstream beneficiaries. So if your child doesn't use it all up, then it can go on to your grandkids.
Fantastic.
Grandkids. That's a funny concept.
For you it is. Your son's what? Two and a half?
Yeah. So where can I get your book?
You can go to Amazon.com. It's available there. Or you can call our office, and the number is 760-448-2220, and we'd be happy to get you a copy.
And it kind of sounds like you've written this almost as homework for your clients before they come in. How many people actually read this before they come in?
I just had a client that came in this morning, and she understood everything I said on the whiteboard, and her husband did too, so it was wonderful.
Wow, great. That is great. Well, we'll be back next week. Before we leave, one more wrap-up. Brenda's book, Safeguarding the Nest. Get it on Amazon or at our office. Give out free copies at your office?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the Hope Leadership Foundation, sponsoring the Slam Diego, is happening tomorrow. Talk to you guys next week.